Well, so the movement, the Million Student March,
let's do this.
Is a movement for a more equitable and fair system of education, as opposed to the really corporate model that we have right now.
Yeah, you know, the corporate model under which you bought that iPhone that you have?
Free public college, a cancellation of student debt, and a $15 an hour minimum wage for people who work on the campus.
And how's that going to be paid?
Yeah.
Great question.
That's why he asked
it. I mean, you know, so I'm not sure if you're talking on like a national level or at particular schools. I can sort of touch on both. At
well,
my
if you
university,
wanted all
Northeastern
that
university,
stuff, someone asked to pick up the tab. Who would that be?
Well, wait, you mean pay for things?
The 1% of people in society that are hoarding the wealth and really sort of causing a catastrophe that students are facing. I mean, we have a
relationship
right now.
The catastrophe students are facing is caused by the 1%. They, of course, had nothing to do with it. The students who major in stupid shit and go into debt, they have nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with them. Now, see, the 1% forced you to major in sociology and other dumb things. I've spent the last 2 hours going through issues of the CSU Collegian. Boy, am I on fire. Oh my God. You know, and these people, well, it's getting better. The Zoomers are going to save us, Generation Z. Tell you about a dream that I have every night. Guys, Generation Z is not going to fucking save you. Tell you about a dream that
I have every night. So where do they go? Let's say if you tax them, they're smart folks, these people, these 1% hoarders, right? So if they leave here, then who's going to pay for all this stuff that you want?
If they leave
the country,
if they immigrate.
I mean, there's always going to be a 1% in the U.S.
There's always going to be other people's money. There's always, always, there's just always going to be other people's money. I'm a fucking Z. I can always get other people's money to buy the newest iPhone.
Do you think the 1% could pay for all of this?
Well,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Trying to reach me, I can't turn. You know, I think that's anti-Semitic. I mean, when you think about the fact that... No, I mean, seriously, look. We all know that Jews have more money than white people, not because it's a conspiracy, of course, but because Jews have such high IQs, right? That's the reason. It's because they're high IQs. Okay, so if you were against the 1%, the richest 1%, and the richest 1% contains
your friends, their
parents, more Jews,
your parents,
well, aren't you anti-Semitic?
Would be happy to pay a little bit more to provide these guarantees and benefits.
I come from an incredibly
well, of course, I'm white. I'm a princess. Of course, people want to pay more money so I can have an iPhone.
Government assistance and is basically scraping by, you know, in order to get me through college.
Which is a complete waste. What are you majoring in? Are you majoring in something useful?
A population that's doing nothing to
contribute. Doing nothing
to the progression of society.
Yeah, you. You're the one doing nothing to help the progression of society. You're a fucking future parasite. You're gonna be like Dr. Carly. You're gonna spend your entire life in academia. I created a program so retarded children can go to Texas A&M for $10,000 a semester. Oh my God, go me!
We're very rational, loving, accepting, non-xenophobic, and yeah, we're Assyrians. Come on
come
over!
On
actually,
over.
I'm Pennsylvania, so
over.
We're still accepting refugees.
Now this is one of them occasions where the homie's not doing it right. I mean, he found him a holiday lot, but you can't make a whole housewife. And when it all boils down, you're gonna find in the end a bitch is a bitch, but a dog is a man's best friend. So what you
found,
you
a hoe that you like,
but you can't make a whole housewife.
Smoke weed every day,
dude. All right,
this is mine. This is mine. You do not get to take other people's property that is legally theirs in this country.
Man, fuck your laws.
Yeah, fuck your laws, right? Man. Yeah, too bad those laws prevent us from killing you, or just sending you back where the fuck you came from. I agree, fuck those laws. Just a Nazi will be screeching loudly, preaching, understanding while we punch some Nazis. But remember, it's not acting like
so
a Nazi when a 19-year-old white girl who believes in fucking liberalism does it.
And I run back to the classroom. I'm sitting down in the front row. I text my friend who's in the class. This girl's like, I'm in the third row. And I turn around, and she's not in the third row. I'm like, I don't know why you can count, but you're not there. Like, I'm in the first row.
This
you're
is
in the third
future
row.
Of
That's
America, guys.
And then
this
I look
is the
around
future.
Some more, and
these,
I'm like, I've never seen
this girl right
before.
Here.
And like, okay, I have
this is what you're
so
pinning
like,
your hopes on. If
but
you're a
still,
cop.
Like, I don't recognize them. And so I asked this girl, I'm like, this is RTF,
right? This
is
you
like
think
world
is
cinema
going
history.
To come and save
She's like,
you.
No, this is physics.
Yeah, physics. Oh my god, okay, I'm in a physics class. You have to do math. Here.
I text my friend, and she's like, you get different classroom assignments for your exam. We're in Hog.
Yeah, because you don't need syllabus or anything, right?
And I run. And I run straight into a window.
But she votes. She ran into
people.
A window, but she gets to
so
vote.
So I scream an expletive and move 2 feet to the left to an open door and run to Hog.
Welcome! What's up, bitches and bitchettes? It is the College Kid Cast. I am the great one himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. On the internet since 1999, podcasting for 14 years. Dude, we are what, 10 days away? Today is... What is today? Today is October the 20th in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer 2019. We are what, 10, whatever, however fucking you want to count, 11 days away from November the 1st, the 15th anniversary of the Great One podcasting. 15 years. I want to contrast this. Now, during that opening sequence, which some people say is too long, I've heard that about my dick. So just, I tell you the same thing I tell the bitches. You can take it. Trust me, it'll fit. Was I? Oh, in that introductory sequence, you heard the one bimbo who's going, God, Syrians, come on over. That was Katie Chaos. Katie Chaos was a YouTuber, and she was a anarcho-capitalist conservathought. And she had a YouTube channel, but she doesn't do anything anymore because she stopped making videos because, like most women, she doesn't have the ability to follow through. And once again, some of us around here have been doing podcasting for 15 fucking years. I don't want to hear about how men can't commit to anything. I'm sorry. Have you been doing your... No, you didn't. You did your fucking little videos for a year or something, and then you quit because it was too goddamn difficult. Because it required effort, and you're a woman, and you say, I'm an anarcho-capitalist. No, you're not. You're a fucking open borders fucking thought. Okay? And the only reason I watched any of her videos is the same reason for any thoughts. I wanted to stick a dick inside of her. She isn't bad looking. I'd have fucked her. Okay? Let's just, but no, now you're gone. And so I just shut up. All right, let's get started. Actually, she's not going to shut up. She's going to stay in the intro because it's just the greatest thing. Syrians, come on over. We have lots of free stuff for you. I vote. Oh, there's so much. There's a little disappointment, but maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it really is a good thing. So the CSU Collegian used to come out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Starting this semester, they're moving more emphasis to their online website. So they're only putting out the print edition on Monday and Thursday. And this is good because it's going to reduce. I'm not joking. I mean, Aaron Cleary has seen this pile. There is a giant fucking pile of CSU collegians I have to go through. Actually, there's part of the pile he hasn't seen. I still have a giant pile of CSU collegians from the last two semesters to go through. I have so much material. So the fact that it's only coming out twice a week actually might be really helpful to me, just as in it's going to reduce the amount of material I have to sort through or something. You could say, well, create one. Can't you just go on the internet and look at their website and get... Yeah, I could, but see, that's the thing, is I'm not going to do that because I don't want to spend additional time looking at a fucking computer screen. That's one of the things that helps me sort... How do I fucking say this? You know, the fact that I want to reduce the amount of time I look at a computer screen is good because I don't get exposed to all this shit. Like those of you, I read this on the internet. I was on the internet. I saw this and I saw, and I was on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, that, wow. What's that like? I haven't been on Facebook in months. Actually, I did sign into Facebook on my Cynical Return Society account about maybe 3 weeks ago or something. I also noticed I don't think the podcasts are automatically posting to the Facebook page anymore. So eventually I'm get around to fixing that. I can't believe I've been thrown off Facebook yet. But anyhow, none of that is relevant. That's me babbling. Because it's Sunday. It's a little fucking cold and chilly outside. I'm stuck indoors. I mean, like, I can't go outside, but I don't feel like going outside. Getting caught up on the podcast. Going through a reading. All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's do this. This is from... Wait, it doesn't have a date. This is the... Are you shitting me? This is the CSU Move-In Guide for Fall 2019. Now, I also want to point out, I'm going to take a picture of this. I'll put it in the show notes. On the cover page, on the first page of this issue, there's a picture of CSU students, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and you can see another guy back there, a little bit, 10. Oh, and then this guy, we can't see his face, we can see his arm, 11. We had 11 people at a CSU football game, raising their arms up in the air, cheering. And first of all, they're all white. And I don't mean kind of white. I mean they're fucking white. And in the center of the photograph, the main frame, because I'm a photographer, so I can tell what's how composition works, the center, the focal point, rather, of the photograph is a cute white girl. Now, this is pretty fucking racist and sexist and transphobic. All of these people also, I'm looking at these people, I guarantee you every one of them has 100% certainty whether or not they're a boy or a girl. There are no trannies in this picture. There's no colored people. Oh, I'm sorry, persons of color in this picture. I mean, the girls are bisexual because all women are bisexual. There's two chicks. One of them is not that attractive. Actually, the one chick might be slightly less than white. Great one. You said less than white, as if white is the most important thing and other things that aren't white are less than white. Oh, that's racist. Okay. Anyhow, the point is, we got this picture here of fucking a bunch of white people and an almost white chick with a really cute white chick right in the middle of the picture. Oh yeah, and she has, of course, blonde hair. Racist as fuck. Racist as fuck. All right, here we go. We are still learning about inclusive language just like everyone else. No, everyone else is not learning about inclusive language. Everyone else is laughing at you. That's what everyone else is doing. Okay. This summer, a draft of Colorado State University's Inclusive Language Guide was leaked. It was leaked, guys. Leaked. Now, somebody sent me a link to this on, I think it was on the Twitterverse. I have right here the Inclusive Language Guide. It is a living document. It says so right here. Living document. Updates made frequently. Great one. Are you going to read that? Not yet. We've got a lot of stuff to get through before we even get to that. It was leaked. Here's a question. If your inclusive language guide is supposed to be a guide to instruct people regarding language they should use that is inclusive, how can it be leaked? In the sense that, why is that a secret? Why is somebody... Hold on. Give me a second. I'm looking at something here. I'm trying to see, is there anything on here about who actually created this? Like, what are the names of the people who write this? Okay, so why is this inclusive language guide being created in secret? Do you see what I'm saying? It can't, like this podcast that you're listening to right now. Okay, this podcast cannot be leaked. No one can leak this podcast. This podcast is unleakable because it's being done publicly. It's there. Anybody can get it. It's fully accessible. It cannot be leaked, right? To say that the inclusive language guide was leaked is to say that the inclusive language guide was secret. Why is this a secret? This guide was a work in progress, and it is not an official policy, that's debatable, nor was it officially published. No, but it was a work in progress by people who work for Colorado State University, which is a state government operated and funded organization. I'm sorry, what about government transparency? Right? Remember the Obama administration, the most transparent administration ever? So, what, I'm serious, what about your government transparency? What is, so it's a work in progress. No one can see it. Why? Government transparency. The draft has gotten a lot of negative feedback. See, I like that. The draft. No, what's getting the negative feedback is the entire concept. It's not the draft that's the problem. It's the people writing it. Hang on, I gotta do something administrative. All right. I'm still sorting out some stuff here at the studio. Oh, that's not working. That's better. Yeah, okay, so I kind of failed on that. All right, we'll fix this later. Now with the recording. Again, I'm still... The physical configuration of things takes work. But don't tell anybody, because I don't want you to leak that information. All right, the draft has gotten a lot of negative feedback, especially because of two of the listed words, to avoid were American/America. So these are words that are not inclusive. These are words you're not supposed to use, guys, on a college campus. America and American. Keep pretending that there's not a war. Keep pretending there's not a culture war. Keep pretending that if you are a heterosexual white person, that you and your history and your culture and everything about you and your future and your children's future, if you have children, keep pretending that those things are not under attack. Keep pretending that the colleges do some good. Keep pretending that Generation Z is going to come and fucking save you because they're more conservative than the millennials. And my God, some of them are so conservative they don't even have sex. We've already covered that. We've looked at the rising rates of STDs among young people. You get STDs from having sex, okay? Yes, they are fucking. They don't even have sex. They're so conservative. Oh my goodness. Ah!
Tony Frank, CSU Chancellor, released a statement saying, quote, "The group of people working on a preliminary draft considered encouraging people to say U.S. citizen instead of American when referring to people from the U.S., as there are several geographic regions in the Americas. They decided against this on their own and deleted that from the draft before it was ever finalized or circulated to campus. Why that information is being circulated now as current or factual is unclear." Unquote. It is factual, you fucking moron! It's in there. I have the fucking thing right in front of me, right here on the first page. Words/phrases to avoid. America/American. Why this completely true, accurate information is being circulated, I can't figure out. I'm baffled. Hi, I'm Tony Frank. I'm a fucking piece of shit. I can't figure out why there's people out there circulating information which is completely 100% verifiably, empirically, objectively true. I can't figure this out. This must be fake news. Maybe the Russians did it. Maybe the fucking Russians did it. And we should refer to these as U.S. citizens, not as Americans. See, again, notice the shift. Note, you can always see the statist because the statist, they can't turn off the focus, right? See, when you say, well, this person's an American, what as well be, well, they're from America. They're from this geographical region. They're from America. This place, you know, you say, this is a Belgian. Well, he's from Belgium. It's this place. And over here, you say, this person's French, and they're from France. And France, it's this area, and it's over here, and they got some good wines and grapes, according to Adam Piggott. But what does he know? He's got Adam Piggott. He's Australian. What does that mean? Well, it means he comes from this country that's down on the bottom of the planet, and everything's upside down. Okay? And the great one is a Texan. Well, it means he comes from the greatest place on the planet Earth, the Garden of Eden, the most beautiful land that God created ever in the cosmos. People say, oh, we could go to other planets. Just go to Texas. It's the most wonderful place you could ever go. So you see, when you say somebody is a Texan or an American or an Australian, or a French or what, right? You're focusing on, you're not focusing, but in the back of your mind, the way you think about it, you kind of process it, they're from a region, a place. They're Tibetan, but they're from Tibet. They're from this area on the planet Earth, right? It's about geography. When you say somebody is a U.S. citizen, what is that about? That's not about where they're from. That's about which government owns them. That person is a U.S. citizen. They pay taxes to the United States. They have a U.S. passport. They are controlled by the laws of the United States. That's a French citizen. Right, that is an Australian citizen. Do you see the difference here? The difference between the mindset and the words and the language of freedom and the words and the mindset and the language of statism. In a free society, a truly free society, in Ancapidice, nobody is going to say, I am a citizen of Ancapidice. To be a citizen requires the state. Since the inclusive language guide was released, the two of us have been contacted by many members in the community due to our respective columns written about inclusive language last year. Okay, so what that means, the two of us means that these two chicks, we're about to read two op-ed columns, one by each of these two girls, Katrina and Kina. K-E-N-I-A. Kina? The reality is we are not experts. We're still learning about inclusive language, how to navigate in our society, and how it affects our university. Hey guys, these two little 19-year-old girls, gosh, they're not experts. Who knew? Who fucking knew? All right, here's Katrina's column. As soon as I start reading it. I'm adjusting the music stand. Everybody relax. Here we go. As soon as I get a drink of water. There's always one more reason to wait. I'm like a fucking woman, right? Are you ready to go, great one? Yeah. Oh, I'll do 15 more minutes. I just got to do... All right, now are you ready to go? No, wait, hang on. You know, I don't know if these shoes go with this outfit. I might have to change them. God damn it. All right, great one. Are you ready to read the... No, I got to adjust the music stand. All right, now are you... not? Whoa, hold on, I got to get a drink of water. Okay, great one. Are you ready? No. Now I got a tangent for a minute and make fun of myself for doing these things instead of reading. Can we do the... All right. Yes, I'm ready to go, finally. All right, here we go. Let's go out to dinner. Katrina. Every time inclusive language... By the way, I have not pre-read... I've skimmed everything we're going to do today, but I have not pre-read this in detail because I wanted to save it. I wanted to get the nice, good, cold reactions. I throw that out just in case any of this is boring, but I don't think it's going to be. Every time inclusive language is brought up at Colorado State University, my writing and my name will be brought into the picture. Whoa, Katrina. Well, that's quite the ego you have. Every time, really? Every time inclusive language is brought up in a discussion at CSU, you are going to be mentioned. Oh my goodness. Wow. Woo, boy. As Ric Flair would say, woo! Oh, God damn. It is some ego. Holy shit. I mean, is it just me? Am I wrong here? Really, Katrina, you're that fucking awesome. You're that well known. Like, that many people read your column that you wrote last year about inclusive language. Really, and it's just that famous that everyone's heard of it.
Yeah, Generation Z, man. Yeah, they're going to vote Republican. Make America great again, dog!
This is a responsibility I accepted. Sweetheart, you have... Oh, my God. Okay, Katrina's a fucking little white blonde girl. She has never accepted a responsibility in her fucking worthless life. Responsibility and women. Like Frank Servi said in one of his podcasts, women and responsibility is like trying to put the two like sides of a magnet next to each other. Fucking Christ. This is a responsibility I accepted when I wrote my first column, CSU has gone too far with inclusive language. Although I never expected how big it would become. Yeah, that's what she said when she's... Anyway. Some see me as that naive freshman that used shallow reporting tactics to defend a misinformed opinion and intellectually do harm. Well, wait, if you were a naive freshman who using shallow reporting tactics to mislead, and then you would just be a liberal. To others, I am just that writer that finally started a long-awaited conversation. Ah, yes. Oh, my God. She started that we're all sitting around just waiting for Katrina, the little 19-year-old blonde-haired white girl, to show up and start a conversation. Because, gosh, none of the rest of us could do it. Start a conversation. Hi. Hi, I'm Katrina. I'm a princess, and my daddy told me so. I'm a princess. My daddy's paying for college. I'm here to start a conversation. Once again, I risk the days when in the bylines they would tell us what these kids are majoring in. I would love to know what Katrina's major is. I could try, maybe I could find her on the fucking internet or something. I would just, what are you majoring in? And who's paying for your fucking diploma? Is it the taxpayers because you took out loans you're not going to pay back? Or is it your daddy? We are all the villain in someone's story. I will always stand by that first column because the information wasn't manipulated. The words weren't twisted to make my own ideas the right ideas, and the writing came from a young freshman that was just getting started at CSU. I can guarantee I will not be the last freshman to come to CSU and question inclusive language, even if I only questioned it for 600 words, which was the limit of my attention span, because I'm a woman. That being said, here's where we're about to backtrack. Right, so apparently she wrote a column, and I kind of vaguely remember this, but not really. Actually, it's somewhere in the pile somewhere. So I'm getting from this. I didn't try to research the backstory here because we don't have time for that shit. I've tangented enough as it is. It sounds to me like she wrote a column saying maybe inclusive language is not that fucking great. Maybe it's even a little stupid. I don't know. But see, now it's that being said, I am not the same person that wrote that column. See, now we're getting ready to backtrack because, the pressure came on, see? And it's like, oh my God, there's pressure. There's pressure to conform. These people who are all about inclusivity and freedom are pressuring me to behave the way they behave and use the words they use. Because that's freedom. That's inclusivity, right? That being said, I am not the same person that wrote that column, and I actually do intentionally use a lot of inclusive language every day. Cuck! 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 Generation Z is gonna save us! My ideas have changed, yes, because you spent a year being indoctrinated with liberalism. And I have more education. No, you don't, dear. You've spent you've had two semesters at college. You don't have more education. I have more education and new experiences that have altered my perspective. But the opinion I held in the original column is still valid. I could write a new column on this topic every week because this is how quickly people change and their opinions shift. No, it's not. People's opinions don't shift. Well, okay, adults who actually have some fucking life experience and have put some effort into actually thinking about their social, politic, economic, and philosophical opinions and viewpoints and understanding of the world. No, their opinions don't change every week. Okay, your opinions change every week because you're a 19-year-old bent. You have no fucking life experience. You have no concept of right and wrong. You're a fucking parasite. You've never been told the word no in your entire life. Your daddy fucking thinks you're a princess. And you're going to CSU surrounded by a bunch of fucking freaks and liberals and leftists living in a goddamn fucking bubble. And every week, there's some new outrage. Oh, this week, oh, it's Greta, the gremlin. It's, you got, you should be ashamed, or whatever the fuck it is. Shame on you. Fuck you, you little gremlin. Hey, Greta. Right? Every week, there's some new fucking outrage. And that's why your opinions change every week. Because every week, the fucking media, the news, they got to keep selling advertising. Right? And so you got to have a new outrage every week so people will tune in and pick up the newspaper and go to your website and see the advertising and buy stuff. I wonder if anyone ever tells journalism majors the truth. Does anyone ever tell, like TJ Martinell, you got a degree in journalism. At any point when you were getting your diploma in journalism, did any of your teachers, professors, tell you the truth? Did any of them say, now TJ, we know you're studying journalism because you want to change the world and you want to do the whatever the fuck it is, right? Did anyone say, TJ, the real purpose of journalism is to get advertisements in front of other people in order to sell stuff? Has any journalism major ever been told the truth about their profession? I use the term profession generously. You exist for the purpose of selling stuff. The CSU Collegian, this newspaper right here, it exists so that they can put in, I don't have a full issue. Here on the back page is a full page advertisement for tribal rights tattoo and piercing. Here's an advertisement for Powers Law. I mean, this is what your fucking newspaper is here for, guys. Here's an advertisement, a full-page advertisement for Rams Village Student Living. This is it. This is the fucking point. The advertising. That's why journalism exists. There will never be a completely finished inclusive language guide because it is something that is always changing. Well, that's true. That's absolutely true. Because once again, you've got to create a new victim every week. You've got to keep it fresh. Because all of this stuff, once again, this inclusive language shit, just like the fucking mainstream news, all of this is geared at low intelligence, low attention span, normal people. These are people, you know, TJ Martinell has talked about, we'll rag on TJ some more. We'll use, you know, he's a journalism major. We'll make fun of him some more. Y'all know we love TJ Martinell. But he's talked about his books and he says that, which by the way, TJ, I still have not started, where the fuck are they? Reading your books. Plus the library is mostly organized. Oh yeah, you're over here in the fiction section. There it is. Yeah? No? The Stringers, the Redeemers, where's the other one? The Informers, there they are. I got TJ's books. But TJ talks about his books, although not as much as Aaron Clary talks about his books, because no human alive could talk about their own books as much as Aaron Clary does. Aaron Clary has three fucking things he talks about on his podcast. He talks about how YouTube changed something, and he's pissed off. And then he asks the other people, can you hear me? And then he talks about his own books. That's basically the Clary podcast. You don't even need to tune into it anymore. I remember when he used to talk about interesting things like scorpions and hiking and playing golf. But now it's just like, oh, YouTube sucks. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, can you hear me? And so buy my books. So yeah, TJ Martinell talks about his own books almost as much as Aaron Clary talks about his books. But in all seriousness, TJ has talked about how people have a shorter attention spans and he wants to start doing shorter books because it's his observation that people, you know, they want things to start happening right away and they want quick pacing and all this other stuff. Sure, I'm old. I get it. I can read a book that takes as long as it's good at taking a long time. Right? That's the thing. Why are we talking about this? That's also a serious question. How'd I get here? Oh, that's right. Because the inclusive language is going to continue to change. Yes, because we are becoming more and more and more and more and more a society of people with short attention spans. Also, of course, due to everybody's favorite thing, the fucking smartphone. Speaking of the smartphone, on an episode of The Dick Show I was listening to, Dick was talking about a study where they found out that after people have used their smartphone, and I forget exactly how he phrased it, maybe I've already forgotten which episode it was. But yeah, the point was that some study found out that after people use their smartphone, they become less able to engage in critical thinking. And I'm thinking, whoa, stating the obvious, anyone? Been doing that for 15 fucking years. All right, let's get back to these stupid bents. I could write a new column on this. Oh, I just read that. Controversies aside, I don't want to be the only one speaking about this. I want people from different gender identities. See, this is something that if you would even say that, you're cocked. Right, there are certain, because I was just thinking about this today, because some another fucking idiot sent me this thing, well, you need to reach out to your credit card company and blah, blah, blah. You know, there are phrases that if people use them, I know I'm dealing with a fucking idiot. I know I'm dealing with a cuck. I know I'm dealing with a parasite. Right, these giveaway phrases, reach out. Whenever I just wanted to reach out to you. Hey, I wanted to reach out to you. So I get these emails. Hey, great one. I wanted to reach out. And oh, no. Delete. We also have in that same category, quick. Can I ask you a quick question? Hey, I have a quick question for you. Go fuck yourself. There's your quick answer. Quick question. What's a quick question? Really? Okay, great. You got 5 seconds and get the fuck away from me for the rest of your miserable life. If you would even use the phrase different gender identities, unless you're saying gender identities to make fun of people who have weird fucking, they can't figure out gender problems, right? If you would even use that phrase in any way other than hatred or ridicule or sarcasm, there's something wrong with you. There are no gender identities. There are just people who are mentally ill, they're genuinely mentally ill, and then there's a whole lot more people who just want attention. Well, I identify as demisexual. No, you just want attention. Okay, you just want attention. You've never done anything with your life. You're fat, you're ugly, you're unattractive, you're not very smart, you're boring, you have no hobbies, you have no friends. You just want attention. I want people from different gender identities, races, sexualities, ethnicities, etc., to write and speak about this. I am only one individual, so clearly I can't speak for everyone, and I don't ever want to. Rather than bantering in the comments or making generalizations about each other, let's just talk. Why? About what? Let's just talk. Okay, so while we're all talking, who's going to actually build that iPhone that you want so fucking bad so that you can fucking attention whore and get validation on Instagram? It's just talk. Hey, what if we actually do something with our lives? I know it's a strange concept for you, but some people would like to actually enjoy themselves and have some fun and accomplish some things. Let's just talk. Oh my God. Hi, I talk. Inclusive language is a new development in our society, and just like everyone else, I'm still learning. No, you're not learning, because if you were learning, you would be becoming less stupid, not more stupid. Yes, people have come after the university for the draft, but there are always going to be people who disagree with a university's ideals. Once again, stupid people. The university can have whatever ideals it wants. It's the part where I'm paying for it. That's the problem. Yes, the university can have whatever ideals it wants to have as soon as it stops getting my tax money. And why you... Oh, I do know why. It's called stupidity. But see, that's the disconnect that the idiots can't figure out. People who are receiving none of my tax money, and people who are not trying to pass laws to limit my freedom, and people who are not creating a list of words that I'm not supposed to use, and if I do use them, I'm a Nazi and a racist. Okay, yeah. What you do is my fucking concern. The university should stand by its beliefs of inclusiveness, except for, of course, again, this inclusiveness, we do, of course, exclude heterosexual white people. We exclude Mormons. We're going to exclude Jehovah's Witnesses. You know, we're going to exclude any kind of fundamentalist Christian. We're going to exclude Republicans. We're going to exclude anyone who thinks that white people should be allowed to have their own nation states. So, you know, once again, inclusivity is not inclusivity. Inclusivity is discrimination. The university should stand by its beliefs of inclusiveness and defend the intent of that original document. The good intent of that original draft. They shouldn't quake in the face of criticism from others, blaming their own student media for publishing the draft and labeling student journalists as the bad guys. Well, first of all, you are bad. Secondly, you're stupid. People will forever take that column and set it on fire, picking it and me apart until we're both dying on this hill. My goodness, you do have a high opinion of yourself, sweetheart. You really think that you did some kind of monumental achievement here, don't you? However, I believe this is the responsibility that comes with being a journalist. Woo! Okay. Responsibility and journalist. Ooh, those go together. We, the royal we want to show people they aren't alone in their thoughts and feelings about things. We are supposed to be the most critical thinkers. Really? And question the ideas that are only ever seen as fundamentally good or fundamentally bad, understanding that life is a lot more complex than that. Ooh, the 19-year-old princess white girl is going to explain to us how complex life is. Ah, oh my God. When the next freshman comes to CSU and doesn't agree with the inclusive language guide and wants to say something, I don't want them to be criticized for it or labeled by people that don't know them as the shallow reporter who intentionally mischaracterized people and things. It's a heavy label that I have to carry, although it's untrue. Whew. You know, if she doesn't want... I mean, I don't want people to be criticized on a college campus for questioning inclusive language. This is kind of like saying, well, I don't want killer whales to get wet. I don't want rocks to be hard. I mean, I don't want filet mignon to taste delicious. It's a fucking college campus run by leftists, sweetie. And you are one of them. I mean, the casual reading of this, a cuck might read this and think that Katrina is some sort of fucking conservative or right winger or something like that. She's cucked. Once again, the fact that she actually uses things like gender identities and sexualities in a serious tone. The only thing I can ask as an opinion columnist is for people to read my writing and understand that they're not alone in their thoughts and someone held their same opinion before at their stage in life. Ooh, see, someone held their opinion at their stage in life. But see how she's moved on? See how she is progressing? See how she's learning the errors of her ways? She's a progressive. She's a progressive princess. I ask these people to have the open-mindedness to understand a person and a viewpoint opposite of their own, although it may be difficult. That was basically her apologizing to leftists for saying whatever it was she said about inclusive language. That was a fucking cucked apology. She didn't come out right out and say, hey, I'm a cuck, and you know, I'm hoping that a black man will impregnate me so I can give birth to a mixed race baby because I feel so guilty about being white and having blonde hair, but I'm a total cuck and I'm really sorry that I questioned inclusive language. That's what that was. Well, great one. I didn't really get that. Yeah, that's why I do the podcast and you don't. All right. Kina. I keep wanting to say Kenya, but there is no fucking Y in there. Kina? K-E-N-I-A. Here we go. In November of 2018, I wrote an article about how CSU embraces inclusive language. I wrote this article in response to Libby's, that's Katrina, Katrina's article discussing how inclusive language at CSU has gone too far. It's shocking to be told that the words we have used all our lives are considered non-inclusive. No, it's not shocking. No, once again, no one gives a fuck. Normal people do not give a fuck. If someone came and said, that word you used is non-inclusive, I would say, well, how about fuck you? Is that inclusive? I mean, the one thing I can say for all this shit is that I really don't. Of course, I hate people, so I don't fucking associate with any of them. Unless I really have to. Never had anyone tell me my words are not inclusive. However, the First Amendment in the United States Constitution states, quote, We're quoting the First Amendment now. Good job, guys. Congress shall make no law, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. With that being said, see, so the First Amendment to the Constitution says, with that being said, which is another way of saying, despite that, right? Which is another way of saying, that doesn't matter. You know, women shouldn't be raped. Now, with that being said, if a woman doesn't want to have sex with you, well, you should just smash her in the face until she goes unconscious and then butt rape her. With that being said, we know what that phrase means. With that being said, no one is forcing inclusive language on anyone at CSU or prohibiting the use of non-inclusive language. That is not true. I mean, Jordan Peterson's entire rise to fame was started when the university he worked for told him you have to call people by these weird ass pronouns, and he said no. Yes, you are being forced to use these words, and it will get worse. It's the slippery slope, remember, that you people don't think exist. Remember when it's like, well, why do you care what homosexuals do in their own homes? And now, of course, we have homosexual men out there in the streets, in front of children, walking around with their dicks hanging out. You know, well, we're just going to let homosexuals get married. No one's going to force you to approve of it. Well, no. Now people are being forced to make cakes for homosexual weddings. Okay, no one is forcing you to use this language today. I promise you, 5 years from now, on a CSU campus, yes, you will be forced to use this language. And that's the structured forcing, okay? Then there's the other forcing of just the ostracism. Right? If you call somebody a whatever instead of a whatever, if you say Indian instead of Indigenous American, leftist pieces of shit like this fucking whore, Kina, will fucking come after you and attack you, attempt to ostracize you, again, attempt to get you thrown off the campus, attempt to defame you, attempt to dox you. That's what they will do. Because Kina has no fucking life. She has no friends. She has no purpose. And so she has to do these things to create drama in her life and to keep things interesting. So yes, you are going to be forced to use this language. To not use inclusive language is a person's choice. No one can force anyone to practice or believe in something they don't. No one can force anyone to practice or believe in something they don't. We can set aside belief. No, we'll set aside belief. No one can force anyone to practice in something they don't. Okay, well, I don't believe in taxation, but I notice that I seem to be forced to participate in that. This is one of the stupidest fucking things I've ever heard. Of course you could be forced to participate in things you don't believe. No one can force anyone to practice or believe in something they don't. That's almost a sentence. That's part of the problem I'm having with parsing this, is that it's almost a sentence. She's got to be either a journalism major or an English major. Yes, you can be forced. Okay, there were 6 million Jews who weren't really into going to concentration camps and getting gassed. I noticed they happened to have been forced into that. The fuck is this stupid fucking cunt talking about? What? God damn it! I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say anymore. This is stupid. God, you're fucking stupid. There would be no point in expecting all students to use inclusive language at CSU because off campus, students will use whatever language they want. For now, don't worry. I understand that you're going to work on changing that. Isabel Brown, a CSU graduate who works for PragerU, states that even though CSU's guide is not an outright ban, it threatens free speech on campus. As mentioned in my previous article, I support the use of and growing conversation regarding inclusive language, yet I respect and can still see where Brown is coming from. Well, gosh, aren't you just so intelligent and so open-minded? And so stupid. The use of inclusive language helps to stop the reinforcement of stereotypes. No, it doesn't. The stereotype of you is that you're a stupid bitch. And everything that's happening here is reinforcing the stereotype, Kina, that you're a stupid bitch. You're a stupid bitch. It's a stereotype because stereotypes are stereotypes for a fucking reason. Where there's smoke, there's fire. The use of inclusive language helps to stop the reinforcement of stereotypes and the continuous cycle of oppression. The guide was drafted to serve as simply that, a guide and an educational resource for those interested. The draft offered explanations as to why it listed phrases slash words, as to why its listed phrases slash words are to be avoided by giving a brief history of the phrase slash word and who it affects. Furthermore, the guide also offered alternatives that still get the original point across. No, they don't. Calling you a beautiful young woman does not get the point across like calling you an overweight, under average looking fat cow. It's also important to note that not every phrase slash word that was listed insults everyone in the mentioned community. One paper cannot speak for everyone, but it still holds values even if it speaks for one. Yes, the idea that everything should always be reduced down to avoid offending this one person, right? There's maybe one person out there. Oh, we can't offend anybody. Most of the backlash regarding the guide and inclusive language in general is that it's making common words insulting. Well, it is. Just because a phrase or a word is common doesn't mean it's right. Well, that's true. You're very common and you're not right. There are plenty of things in our country and our world that are common but not right. Well, I agree with you there. Taxation. Liberal arts majors. Everything on the mainstream media. According to the Linguistic Society of America's guidelines for inclusive language is used to, quote, avoid past pitfalls or habits that may unintentionally lead to marginalization, offense, misrepresentation, or the perpetuation of stereotypes, unquote. In other words, to avoid offending people who are easily offended. And the more we have to dumb everything down to not hurt anybody's feelings, the dumber everybody gets. Once again, the point that everybody's got to go through their life constantly walking on eggshells with everything they say because, oh my God, we don't hurt anybody's feelings. You can't get anything done because it might hurt somebody's feelings. I, along with many others at CSU, do use inclusive language. Yet we are aware that not everyone does or wants to as well. I respect those. No, you don't. A fucking lie. I respect those who don't want to use inclusive language and in no way will attempt to force them. That is a lie. However, see, I respect women who don't want to have sex with me, and under no circumstances would I try to force those women to have sex with me. However, I expect the same respect in return. I'm not aware, sweetheart, that anyone is trying to force you not to use your weird-ass words. I mean, I'm making fun of you for using words like fucking whatever the fuck it is, like gender identity. I'm not telling you you can't do it. No, sweetheart, I want you to use words like gender identity. I want you to use them as often as possible so that if I run into you and we're talking, I can very quickly ascertain that you're mentally ill and that you're broken and I can get the fuck away from you. If I'm having a conversation with somebody and they use the phrase gender identity, I'm gone. I mean, unless I need something from that person really bad, I'm out. I want you to use your stupid made-up words so I know who you are. I know that you're my enemy and I can avoid you. Said respect includes not referring to people affected. Said respect includes not referring to people affected by non-inclusive language as weak or sensitive. They are weak and sensitive. This is the truth. Or referring to those who use inclusive language as people pleasers or telling them to toughen up. Sweetheart, no one is going to call you a people. You're not a people pleaser. You're a stupid bitch. You're a progressive. You're a libtard. You're a fuckhead. You're a shitlib. You're mentally ill. You're not a people pleaser. The people who use inclusive language are individuals who are willing to go out of their way to understand the impact of their words and change their vocabulary. Sweetheart, you don't have any impact because you're lazy. Right? Lazy people don't have impact on the world. Non-lazy people have impact on the world. Okay? You don't have to like them, right? But, I mean, look at all of them. Donald Trump, Hussein Obama, Bill Clinton, Bush Sr., Bush Jr., Ronald Reagan. Okay, you don't have to like them. None of them were lazy. You don't make impact on the world by being lazy. Tesla, not lazy. Henry Ford, not lazy. Adolf Hitler, not lazy. Man, gassed all those Jews himself. Personally, that's a lot of fucking work. You're not making an impact on the world, sweetheart. You're lazy. Understand the impact of their words. Oh my God, my words have impact because my actions don't have any impact because I haven't done any actions. Because oh my God, I'm 19 and I'm in college. I'm majoring in journalism and with a minor in English. Oh my God, totally. If inclusive language offends you, no, it's not the language that offends me, sweetheart. It's you trying to force it on me that offends me. Once again, well, if the language offends, sweetheart, bitch, it's not the language that offends me. It's you and other cunts like you trying to control what I say and doing all of this with my tax money on a college campus. That's the part that offends me. If you want to sit around in your little fucking circle jerk and talk about your goddamn gender identities at your house, that's great. It's when you're doing it with my money and trying to force me to join you. If inclusive language offends you or you feel limited/restricted because of it, don't worry. You won't be expelled from CSU for not using it. That is also a lie. However, keep in mind that you will most likely be in a situation where the lack of inclusive language will lead to uncomfortable situations. It is in your best interest to learn about it or be open to it. Okay, let's read this again. If inclusive language offends you or you feel limited, restricted because of it, don't worry, you will not be expelled from CSU for not using it. However, so you don't have to have sex with me tonight. However, Right? You don't have to pay your income taxes. However, keep in mind that you will most likely be in a situation where the lack of inclusive language will lead to uncomfortable situations. Now let's listen to the threat. This is a threat. It is in your best interest to learn about it or be open to it. Now, sweetheart, if I take you out to dinner, you don't have to have sex with me. But if you choose not to have sex with me, there's the possibility that, well, there might be an uncomfortable situation. And thus, it's in your best interest for you to consider having sex with me if I buy you dinner. Don't fool yourself. This is a threat. Even though the guide was a draft, that does not mean that the expanding of inclusive language is going to stop. Oh, we know it's not going to stop. If your response to inclusive language is to be defensive, see, you're being defensive. How dare you? You need to just do whatever the fuck you're told to do. How dare you be defensive when this Orwellian language is forced upon you? If your response to inclusive language is to be defensive or mocking, even when it is not being forced on you and you expect to be respected without giving respect back, then you will be left behind as the world continues to change without you. Because, you know, being left behind by a bunch of fucktards, right? That's the worst thing that can happen. Once again, notice the threats. Right? If you're going to be defensive or mocking, you're going to be left behind. And I like this. And you expect to be respected without giving respect back. Sweetheart, I don't expect to be respected by a piece of shit like you. Once again, don't you expect, like, okay, I do not expect to be respected by anyone who uses inclusive language. I expect to be respected by people I respect, because they've earned my respect. That's why I respect them. And thus, I want them to respect me back. And the reason we have earned, because I want to earn their respect, the reason we earn each other's respect is because we have things in common, okay? Insinuating that I would want to be respected by someone who uses inclusive language is like saying I would want to be respected by a pedophile. Or I would want to be respected by a rapist. Or I would want to be respected by Hussein Obama. Right? These are not people I want to be respected by because I despise these people. I have no desire to be respected by a fucking libtard cunt like Kina. None. I don't give a shit if this fucking stupid little whore respects me or not. Notice again, this high opinion they have of themselves. Like, I'm supposed to be so concerned about being respected by this 19-year-old bent. I mean, are you out of your fuck? What's it get? I don't need, nor do I want, nor am I interested in your respect. Or the respect of anyone who uses inclusive language. I don't care about you. You are beneath me. I don't need you to respect me. You are beneath me. You are not my equal. I do not want your respect. I do not respect you. Oh, shit. No, not that. I'm looking. If I had just timed it a little bit better, I could have swung right into the fucking closing music there. But no, No, I wasn't paying attention. So we didn't even get to the inclusive language. And we also have another column that we need to read, which is also written by Katrina. It's titled, CSU Students Have to Be Brave to Go Here. And it's more about this same horse shit. We're not going to get to that in this episode. And obviously, we're not going to get to the inclusive language guide. But don't you worry, your pretty little heads. They're coming. That's what, just like all the girls I go out with, just like the girls I take to dinner. You know, sweetie, if you're not willing to come after I take you to dinner, you might want to reconsider that, because there might be some uncomfortable situations. There's a lot of threats coming from little 19-year-old girls. Once again, this is what happens when nobody will tell women the word no.